Yo, yo, what is going on, you guys? It is your girl here, Simply T, Double E Poetry, daughter of the late, great Jane Zane of the living and giving Lisa L, and welcome to another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo, a show created to spark interest and conversation on societal norms, and in most cases, challenges relevance and agenda. The idea of shifting the paradigm is considered rebellious or brash, but in the spoken word open mic communities in which I dwell, this disruption is not only common, but required. Hi, I'm Simply T Poetry, a combat veteran stumbling back into civilian life with a probationary opinion and a handcuffed tongue, excited to freely speak about whatever the hell I want. This is a Paradigm Shift Combo.
Yo, yo, you guys, what is going on? It is your girl, and we are yet having another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo. Today is an amazing, amazing conversation that is about to go down, and I'm super excited about it for so many reasons. One, because I think it's gonna get a little wet up in here, but two, I'm just super excited about the people that I'm speaking to. It's super, super interesting, and I feel like it needs to be talked about. So today on the show, we have some polygamist. And I don't want to say polygamous because I looked it up and polygamous means married. So polyamory is just kind of like the love of a lot of people. So I feel like it's more of a polyamory type of situation. But you guys, I am super ignorant to the whole situation. So I have some professionals on the phone so we can speak about it and we can talk about it. I'm going to introduce just the three of you separately, and then y'all can all come on and kind of like just sit, talk about who you are and what you do. So on the phone, I have TK, who is from Tennessee, and I have Chris, and she is from, I don't even have where you're from. Oh, you're from Georgia. And then we have Maji from Louisville. So y'all go ahead and kind of introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about you.
Hi, my name is Chris. I am also a writer. I had two boyfriends when I was in kindergarten, so mine was a little bit different. I didn't realize that I preferred open relationships until I was older. That's when I realized that I had pretty much been in open relationships my entire life, but that was before poly was a thing. And you're right, poly is just many loves, and that doesn't always include sex, because I love a lot of people. So I'm not having sex with every single person that I love.
But, yeah. I definitely understand that. We are going to delve all up into that. How about, who's next? TK?
Hi, it's TK. As you said, I'm from Tennessee. I am a facial specialist, and I'm also a life coach. I am living this poly life with my husband, who's actually about to introduce himself. So I won't get all into details, everything, until we start talking. So here he goes.
How y'all doing? I'm Maji, and as she said, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and I've been participating in the polyamorous lifestyle since I was about 14, and I just recently introduced my wife, TK, to the lifestyle, and we're pretty much trying to figure out our dynamics.
That's so interesting. So, Maji, so TK and Maji, y'all are a married couple, yes?
Yes.
And you had no idea that Maji was in the lifestyle when you got married?
Well, not fully into the lifestyle. I know he had dated like two girls before at a time, but then I didn't know the name for it, I guess you would say. So I just thought he liked dating two women, honestly.
Right. Right. Like, oh, he's just in there. Like,
yeah, I guess he's living his best life.
Right. Like, oh, okay, you a star. I see you.
That's it.
Right. Okay. And this was, y'all have met in your current location in Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay. Chris, what's your position in the relationship with TK and Maji?
It's more so of an emotional connection between us. Me and TK have been friends for like 3 years. And so when Maji came in, it's just like even more family. We're like one big happy family, basically.
One big happy family. So currently, yeah. Right now, what exactly is everybody's location?
Oh, we're in bed.
All three of you?
Yes.
What's the order that y'all are laying in? I want to know who where.
TK is in the middle.
Okay.
She's usually in the middle.
Yeah, as well she should be. Awesome. Okay, so I want to start talking about some of kind of like the thoughts that people have when we talk about polygamous and the poly lifestyle and not really knowing what it is, especially coming from like, just to put it out there. So like coming from the Black culture, like y'all are all Black. I'm sure y'all all claim to be Black. And being from the Black community, that's just not something that is accepted in most cases. I feel like acceptance is the word I'm going to use. It's not accepted, but more importantly, I feel like it's not talked about. Like it's very understood that it happens. That, you know, like I tell people very openly, like, you know, granddaddy had a second family and I had cousins. I didn't know why they was my cousins until I was grown enough to understand that granddaddy had like stepped out, you know, and
right. We're
just all family now. That's just how that worked. But it's not something that is accepted so much, you know, but it's definitely there. It's there, but it's not openly accepted like you all are doing it. And I want to ask you, what does that look like? How do you deal with that in as being Black, like being like, how does that work?
So when most people look at poly, the poly dynamics, they see the one man and the two women. So the way that I date, it is called solo poly, pretty much.
And this is Chris.
You can have multiple dynamics between people. So as far as TK and Maji, it's just like an understood, we have emotional, mental, spiritual, like, relationship, like, that's us. But we're not in an actual official relationship. It's just understood that that's what we have.
Okay.
So when it comes to me and solo poly, I date, like, as many people as I want to, whatever, as far as, like, whether that's guys, whether that's women. I'm more so attracted to energy, and I don't get jealous very easily. But if jealousy does come up, you just pretty much address it and you go from there, because jealousy is normal. It's going to come up. What's scary for me is toxic monogamy culture, and that's that if I can't have you, then no one else will, and people die and end up on Snapped and crime documentaries and stuff like that. That terrifies me because I've seen that growing up.
Wow.
I actually seen it. This guy that was dating this girl, trigger moment, he set the trailer on fire with her in it. I was younger, so I was probably about 8 years old when I heard my mom talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was like 27, I'm actually 33, when I was 27, one of my high school classmates / friends, her baby daddy had got out of jail and she was hanging out with him. And then the guy that she was dating basically ran them off the road and shot both of them in the head because they were together, because they were hanging out. So that is really scary for me when it comes to toxic monogamy, and if I can't have you, no one else will. And so I make that clear when I am dating that I am openly dating other people. I have multiple boyfriends, and they practically worship me. So when it comes to solo poly and having like two or three boyfriends and interacting together, that doesn't mean that they're having sex together.
Right.
That doesn't mean that I'm having sex with all three of them at the same time. I may only be having sex with one of them or one or two of them and be dating about five.
Right.
So that's what I mean when I say poly does not equate to sex. Poly is definitely love, and love heals. So when it comes to multiple relationships, you're healing in multiple relationships, and everybody's mind has something different to offer. So that's my take on that.
Okay, I like that. I think that, like, just in your conversation alone, you've already kind of dispelled two things that I feel like people talk about or feel in the poly community. One is where you know, when people think of poly, they do think sex, you know, like that's the first and foremost thing. So it's nice that you brought that conversation up. And the second one is jealousy, because it's not that you don't deal with it. It's just that you deal with it, you know,
yeah, like you have to address it.
Right. You have to address it. And I think that that's important because some people think that it just doesn't exist. Or how do you not get jealous? They're like, no, we do. We're human beings. It happens. It's just that the communication level is just on a whole nother playing field. And in that community, I guess it would have to be. So, and with TK and Maji, let's talk about the level of communication that you both have to have in an effort to ensure that your marriage stays intact with this type of lifestyle.
So with us, we pretty much communicate everything. So we were currently dating a girl, and for instance, if she were to text me, I would be like, hey, she just texted me. She's like, oh, what'd she say? Oh, she said this and that. So it's literally like we're telling it's to the point to where it's like there's no secrets and we're transparent with everything. So if I go out with said person or she goes out with said person, we both know where each other's at, what we're doing or whatever. Not that we're really like jealous and just trying to pretty much like we're pretty much like maintaining a connection to where we know what's going on at all times.
Right. So that's important. I feel like even in a monogamous relationship, one of the things that I feel like is important for me as a person is that I never want anybody to be able to tell me anything that my significant other is doing that I don't know about already. And I feel like when it comes to that lifestyle, it's super important to have that. Like, I don't ever want to hear anything before you told me or before I had the opportunity to get that information from you. So I definitely understand how that level of communication is super important because I'm the same way. Like, that just makes sense. Like, it's not that I feel obligated to tell my spouse everything I'm doing, but especially when you're in the entertainment business, like you are Maji, like you are TK, like you are Chris, when you're in those entertainment businesses, people tend to, you have an eye on you. And we haven't really talked about you all's profession, but y'all do have a promotion entertainment company. So y'all are constantly in the public's eye and having this lifestyle just seems like it would be even more difficult. How do you all balance being able to be in the entertainment space and promoting parties and being around hundreds and hundreds of people knowing that? Like, I know it has to, like, people try to creep into that situation all the time.
I'll start with that one. So we do have a lot of people. It actually has helped a lot because since we are, like, all on social media and things like that, people are very nosy. We'll give them that, but they're also inquisitive, so they want to know things. So they ask us a lot of questions. So I think the social media thing on YOLO, like the YOLO on Snapchat, mm-hmm. It's helped a lot of people come out and ask us different questions for us to be able to answer it like wholeheartedly and truthfully because we're open book about it. So when they do see us out, you get that whole ooh, you might get a high five. They're like, ooh, I want to live like you, or they looking like so it. We don't get as many negative, I won't say as negative encounters. I mean, the only things people really say about, oh, they think that he threw me into the lifestyle, that he's the only one that's benefiting from it and things like that. So it's actually being in the public eye like we are out here has actually been very beneficial for us because it helps, like, communicate the things to let people know, like, yes, we do. Like, jealousy do come, so this is how you deal with it. This is how we, you know, vet for the person that we're going to be dealing with and things like that. So it's actually been really, I feel like it's been really helpful for us.
Wow.
I feel like it's opened a lot of closed minds, and I feel like there are a lot of people interested, but they're just not sure like how to go about it, or they're afraid of what people will think. But when it comes to living your best life and living your life exactly how you want to live it, you can't really focus on what other people think. You're living for you. You're not living for them. So that's just what it is.
That's interesting. I feel like And again, this is my ignorance probably seeping out, but maybe not, because even as I started kind of like getting in the public's eye, people tend to like slide in your DM a little more. Like y'all haven't dealt with the, you know what I mean? Like, I know, like, and I just so people know, because this obviously is a radio show and y'all cannot see, everybody on the phone is sexier than a motherfucker, okay? So let's be clear. These aren't no average people we talking about. You know, Chris is beautiful. TK, oh my goodness, thick thighs save lives all day. Maji, just a handsome man. So we're not talking to like some just regular degulars out here. We're talking about some sexy ass individuals who not only have sex appeal, but on top of that, everybody knows that when you have kind of like a status, and y'all have a major status on the island, and the island's small, so everybody know y'all. You know,
there's a lot of people that know us that we do not know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're in the public's eye really heavy. So I know, like, your social medias are out there. There has to be some sliding of the DMs that be trying to, like, crack into that whole situation, especially knowing that people, like you said, are curious about it. How do y'all deal with that? Or is that something y'all deal with?
So the way I deal with it, usually, it's when it comes to women sliding and my DMs per se, it's usually those ones that are like they try to slide in to try to see if I'm gonna not include TK in it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my first few questions is, well, are you attracted to men and women?
Right.
And they're like, well, you know. And then they give me that vague little, oh well, I'm curious. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but you do understand that we are a package deal. So you get one, you get the other. It's not that's just our dynamic that works for us.
Right.
And me, out of respect for her, of course I'm gonna tell her and be like, hey, such and such slid in my DMs, blah, blah, blah. This is how I handled it. And she's like, okay, well, if that's what she really wants to do, then we can see, but we're not going to give her too much energy because she could potentially be wasting our time like most other people do.
TK, do you have, like, do you get a lot of DM slips?
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. Yes, I get. It's a daily thing. Like, if I post anything, you had a people, you know, the infamous with the eyes. I always get that. And then I always get the questions and things like that. I probably get it more than Maji, actually.
I was going to wonder, like, who gets them more?
I get it more than Maji. Because most of the females, they have already tried to, like, talk to him, or they really coming to me to see if is what he's saying is true, and then they get into that whole curious stage. And I guess when they come to me, they feel like they're going to get a different answer.
Mm.
But I'm probably worse than him when it comes to turning people down.
If people don't know you, I'm like, yeah, you got the pretty face, but yeah, you're a little harder.
just a little bit harder. Just a little bit.
Right. Okay. Chris, I know that you kind of are emotional support, but you do date. With the solo poly, with that, what's that like? Do people like come for you a lot on a more sexual level? What does that look like? I feel like, cause you're a sex symbol in Hawaii. I mean, technically, you know, I didn't get into, like, you know, the everything that you do, but the reason why I follow you is because you're so positive and spiritual in the things that you say. And I love reading the things that you post, but you're like you're a sex symbol in Hawaii. That's what people know you as. Like, oh, that's Chris. Like, that's what they know. That's Peaches. So, you know, so how is that for you, having to deal with kind of like being that sex symbol kind of woman, and then at the same time, people knowing that you do live this poly lifestyle that people most of the time equate to sex?
So, So when it comes to that, it's interesting. So I was celibate for like almost a year. And while I was celibate for almost a year, I was also hosting BDSM play parties, which people also equate BDSM to sex as well. And so when I tell them, well, I'm not having sex, they look at me like, huh? It's like, oh, okay. So it's everything else that you get out of me, because there's so many different poly dynamics.
Right.
There's so many different relationship dynamics, not even just poly dynamics, but there's so many different relationship dynamics. And I had what was called a protector. And this is someone that fed me, made sure that I ate, made sure that I made it home safe, drove me everywhere. Something like a boyfriend, but that's what most people say, something like a boyfriend. But we were not having sex. And so that was just a relationship dynamic. So there's a different energy, because everyone that you come into contact with, basically, there's an energy exchange. So depending on that person or people, depending on like their personality and their character and the energy that they give off, it determines what the energy exchange will be, whether it's a sexual energy exchange or emotional or mental or spiritual or all of the above.
Right.
Currently, I have all of the above with the person that I am dating right now. And I have a virtual sister wife. That sounds weird. He actually told me, because poly is about being open, honest, transparent, like upfront right away. So he actually told me that his girlfriend is in Virginia. And I was like, okay. And so he gave me her Snapchat, and me and her talk just about every day, whereas me and him are physically dating. And so there was an instance where she was calling, and this was before me and her was really talking every day, but she was calling and he was paying attention to me. So I told him, I was like, look, I want you to still answer her calls and everything when she calls. I don't want you to like ignore her or anything. So he took that into consideration, and he actually answered her call when I was around, like later. And so now the three of us talk together.
Okay.
Would I meet her one day? Maybe. I don't know. But it's interesting, because I have all of the above with him, and I haven't had that in a while. All of the above.
Right. And the girlfriend, she's comfortable with that?
Yes, she is.
Interesting. Was she already knowing?
He also, when it comes to dating, like solo poly, or when it comes to dealing with a man that is okay with seeing you with other men, they will encourage you to be with other men. So he's made it perfectly clear that he's fine with me seeing other men, and that he's not intimidated by any other men. When it comes to poly relationship, especially the relationship that TK and Maji have,
mm-hmm.
it definitely takes strength. It takes confidence. It takes open communication. It takes the transparency.
Right.
It takes two whole individuals. Because if you're broken and you're trying to be poly, or if you're trying to date, period, you're just going to continue to break other people.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. That's so, so true. I can definitely agree with that. And you can do that in monogamous relationships. So I can't imagine
exactly
how
so
it would be.
To monogamous relationships, you have people and they say, I'm looking for my other half.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for my other half. No, you need to be looking for your other whole.
Come on.
Because two half people do not make a whole, because the other half is potentially like yourself.
Right.
And they need to fix themselves, and you have to fix yourselves, and you come together as two whole individuals.
Right. That's like when people be like, oh, I'm bringing 50% to the relationship. I'm bringing for no. No, you need to bring a whole 100% to this relationship.
I need
Right. Right. Absolutely. So understanding that, Chris, that you're a solo poly, so you do date men and women, and both are comfortable with that. TK and Maji, in your relationship, do you have the TK, do you have the option to date other men?
I do have the option, but I only tolerate the one I got now, so I don't have enough energy for another
man. She doesn't really like men.
Yeah. I like the one I got now.
She barely like me.
Margie, I hear you say that all the time. Like, she barely like me. Like, y'all don't understand. I made it. Like, I got through.
That's really when we post that. We're so serious about that. Like, so, yeah, I mean, I have that option. Like, it's on the table, but, and I thought about it, but I just feel like I just don't have the energy for it. Like, I prefer to date another woman than another man.
An outside girlfriend. Yeah.
I can understand that being a woman, because I feel like sometimes, at times, specifically, that when it comes, like, being a bisexual woman, when it comes to dealing with men, especially because my preference is women, like, there's so much that a man needs to have for me to be attracted. So it's like, don't nobody even do that. Like, we don't even, and when you find it, like, that's you won, because I don't even have time to look for nothing else. So I definitely understand your situation, TK.
Yes.
It's like, nah, I'll just, you know, these females is perfect, actually, so.
That's it.
So, see, the good thing about me and TK is we're both attracted to the same type of women, so it works out. So it's never a clash or something where it's like, oh, I think she's cute, and then she doesn't, or vice versa. We pretty much are attracted to the same type of women, so it all works out. So it's always nice to go out and watch your wife go talk to another female, and then you sit back and drink your drink.
Right. So speaking of that, what is the type? Like, talk to me. I want a visual. What's she look like?
Voluptuous.
All right. So the type is, well, let's get this out of the way.
Talk to me.
From the jump. She gotta have melanin, of course.
Okay, so we keeping it in the culture over here.
Gotta be a melanin filled sister.
I love it.
But we like women with shape. I mean, you ain't gotta be no hourglass model, but you also can't be a can of Bisquick either.
Can of Bisquick. Yeah, you from Louisville for sure.
But she gotta have a good. She gotta have a business mind frame, because as you know, as you knowing us personally, mm-hmm. me and her both are very, very business minded.
Right.
And we're always trying to figure out how to move to the next bag.
Oh, y'all about that money. Y'all about that money.
How to start the next franchise or something like that. So she has to have some type of business mind frame, and she has to offer something other than sex, because at the end of the day, I got my wife for that. So you got to offer something to the table other than just sex. But we don't really discriminate when it comes to like skin tone and stuff like that, which I hate that. All sisters are beautiful, regardless to whether you're light skin, dark skin, purple, or gold.
No colorism there, huh?
Right.
That's important. I'm big on that too.
Volunteering to help people in need is a noble gesture. Volunteering to lay down your life for your country is a sacrifice that can never be repaid. In an effort to keep my fellow veterans connected to society and each other, this is VetNet.
The Fisher House Foundation builds comfort homes where military and veteran families can stay free of charge while a loved one is in the hospital. These homes are located at military and VA medical centers around the world. I actually got the opportunity to check out a Fisher home. It was in Hawaii, and the facilities are absolutely amazing. I just went to go look at it, but I was not visiting anybody. But understand, it had up to 21 suites with private bathrooms and bedrooms. The family shared common kitchen and laundry facilities, and I think a dining and living room. But it was absolutely beautiful, beautiful setup. The Fisher House Foundation also works with the Hero Miles program, which is basically people donating frequent flyer miles to allow family members to be to the bedside of their injured service member. It also works with the Hotel for Heroes program. This uses donated hotel points to allow family members to stay at hotels near medical centers without charge when a Fisher House isn't close by to where your family member may be staying. So understand, this is an absolute amazing, amazing program. Since the inception of the Fisher House Foundation, the program has saved military and veteran families an estimated $450 million in and out of pocket costs for lodging and transportation. To get more information on the Fisher House, just visit fisherhouse.org. That's Fisher, like P. Sherman that lives at 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney, and House, like where your mother stays, .org. Fisherhouse.org. Thank you, Fisher House Foundation, for putting veterans and their families first. Veterans, let's stay connected.
So, okay, since you brought up something, Maji. You brought up kind of just like what that woman looks like technically. TK.
Yes.
So Chris obviously is, she was, I mean, y'all have just been friends for a long time. Uh-huh. What was it? I mean, obviously, we don't have to go into, you know, how beautiful Chris is. We can just skip that part. But what was it about her demeanor that said more than sex? Because Maji brought up the fact that I don't need sex. Like, that, I got that. And I feel like me, outsider looking in, that would make me as a woman feel a little insecure, because I'm like, I'm just the opposite. I'm like, nah, you can have it for sex. You can't have it for shit else. like, oh, no. Like, oh, yeah, I get it. She got a big butt. She got big boobs. That's dope. But no, you want her for emotional. No, nigga, that's me. That's my point. That's why I'm here. So I think it's interesting. And I want you all to, all three of you can chime in. But I want to understand how that's, you're comfortable with that. Because that right there is jealousy addressing conversation for me.
So for me, and I'm glad you asked that question, because that question kind of dives into, you kind of picking my brain a little bit, and I love when people pick my brain. So it's basically one of those things where I came to the conclusion that, what's the best way I can put it? Basically, I look at it as, the way I explained to TK, I look at it as you can't expect one person to completely fulfill every single one of your needs. Because if that was the case, then you would have no need for friends.
Sure.
Because you have a friend that you can go out and turn up with. You got a friend that you can sit up and watch Lifetime movies and watch and eat ice cream with. You got a friend that y'all go out and get your nails done and stuff like that. So different people fill different roles in your life. So why can't that be a part of your love life as well? Because with TK, as far as TK, it's like, yes, I'm a man and things like that, but I've grown up in a toxic masculinity type of environment. So certain things that she would want from me, I'm still learning how to do.
So okay.
She can get that. It's gonna sound bad, but she can get that feminine energy, which masculine and feminine energy has nothing to do with gender at all.
Absolutely.
So she can get that feminine energy from a woman, and then she can also translate that and explain it to me how I need to pretty much work on the way that I can present that to her, to where I can meet her needs from my aspect.
Okay, I definitely understand that. So TK, I want you to chime in, because I definitely understand where Maji's coming from in that aspect. But maybe because I understand it, because I don't have to deal with it, because I don't have a penis. But with you, and from my perspective as a woman, and we talk about addressing jealousy, and I get it. Like, my spouse has other people that she talked to, like man or woman, it doesn't matter. But there's a certain level of intimacy that I'm like, nah, not that though. Like, no. I'm the most intimate emotionally you're going to get with. If I don't emotionally fulfill you, then you need to emotionally leave me. So how do you deal with that? That's not a jealousy thing for you. Like, what is it? Is it just, I guess my question is kind of like, are you just so secure with yourself? Are you just so in tune to Maji and understanding who he is? Or are you just in tune with TK, knowing who she is? Like, what is that?
So at first, there was, when we first started, it was jealousy in there because, like you said, you're my husband, you can't be getting all, like, I had all these rules. Like, I had so many rules, it was ridiculous. And then I had, like, you can't do this, you can't do that. Or,
right.
You know, there's list. So much that you can't do.
Right.
And it was kind of like, it was like putting them in a box. And so for me personally, I realized I had the jealousy and I did have some insecurities in that area. So I did a lot of research, picked up some reading. I've talked to Chris, I talked to other people who's in the lifestyle, you know, just sat back to that type of person I am. I got to go research some things and just kind of figure out what's best and how other people operate and things like that. And so once I got a better in-depth knowledge, I kind of came to terms. I talked to Maji and told him how I was feeling about things, why I was moving the way I was moving with it. And once I was able to release that, then it kind of broke down the walls of what the boundaries that I was putting in there. Because if we're going to equally say that we currently have a girlfriend, then we should both be able to treat her as a girlfriend.
Right.
And that was where I was trying to get to that point, basically, before. And so before beginning in the poly, it was a little rocky because I was like, oh, I'm not doing this. This is too much. Like, I was over here like, this is like, I still don't like him getting a little too, you know, intimate with these females. But I broke that too. So, and I was like, ooh, I'd be like, here, give her a hug. Give her something. Hold her hand. Go
right.
By, do something, please.
Right.
Like,
right.
Call
right.
Her
right.
Something. Like, so it just took a little bit to get to that point. So I think I'm more secure with myself now than what I was in the beginning. So now I can be like, you know, the jealousy comes when you feel like I want to have that same. I don't think it's more the girl spending time with him. I think him spending time with the girl spending time with him, because I'd be a little territorial sometimes. So it's just like a little opposite feeling. But I had to become secure with myself really to make this work.
That's good. And I think that's something that Chris touched on. She's like, you have to have like 100% of yourself before you try to like move into dealing with other people, because you know, it's kind of like a misfire on a Cupid arrow, you know?
Exactly.
So, and I think that's super important. And what I love about you all's dynamic, all three of you, is that you all kind of like, it's a give and take. Everybody's advantaging off of something in the relationship. Nobody's just kind of like, just sitting there getting all the glory. You know, like everybody gives something to somebody in the relationship. Chris, question, because I feel like at times, are you the girlfriend? Are you considered the girlfriend right now?
To TK, yeah.
You're TK's girlfriend. What are you to Maji?
His sister queen.
His sister queen.
That's a term that Maji made up.
I was about to say, because y'all know I'm like, I'll start using it in a sentence, like I wrote it, so like it's in a dictionary. So sister queen is, I'll be like, no, I know what sister queen, no, that's not a real thing. Y'all gonna have me out here looking ignorant as hell.
It's the same thing as a sister wife, however, because we're not intimate. So when people get that, because we're all together, like how we mesh and hang out and things like that,
mm-hmm.
People automatically assume that she's our girlfriend. So we'd be like, no, she's my girlfriend, because we've known each other for 3 years now, so before Maji came along. So we hung out, watched movies, just like that, watching Lifetime, eating ice cream. That's us. Like criminal shows. That's what we do. And like his emotional support, the spirituality, things like that. So it's no, like the sex part is not there. So our dynamic is different. So we always joke with people. I'm like, yeah, she's my sister queen. Like, yeah, she's my girlfriend. because that's really kind of what she is, just out with, without the intimacy portion of it. But it's not, it's like a unofficially, basically, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. But was there ever a point in time where you and Maji had a girlfriend?
What, together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a girlfriend now.
Oh, you have a girlfriend now.
Yeah, we have a girlfriend now.
And she's comfortable with you having a girlfriend.
Yep, we all cuddle up on the couch and we watch TV together.
Yeah, when she comes by, we all hang out. Me, her, and Chris, we watch TV together, eat popcorn, you know.
Okay.
Maji's at work, you know.
Okay.
And then he gets off work and he joins us with our lifetime.
So this is super interesting to me. I'm like at a loss for words. Like, wait a minute, let's talk about it. Let's go back to the couch with the popcorn.
Is this candy corn?
What is this?
Silly. I'm extremely affectionate, so it's easy to, like, whenever anybody's around, it's easy to, like, cuddle up. If the energy is right, we'll cuddle up and we'll just watch TV.
I understand that. I feel like, and this is just on a personal note, TK has like a really hard shell, beautiful spirit. Like that's that's her vibe. Like if you don't know her,
Chris is the one that broke that down.
Huh? What'd you say, Maji?
Chris is the one that broke that hard shell.
Really? Yeah, and that's the thing, because I feel like it's because TK's so alpha. You know, like, being like, if she don't like you, you not gonna try to like her because she's so hard. It's like, she cute, but I ain't fucking with her. She about to cuss me out because I said she got fat. But, like,
no. I'm a whole mini chihuahua when it comes to her because I'm a lover and not a fighter.
Yeah, like, Chris, you're so spiritual. And I don't, like, not even on some God, but both of you, I know y'all are so like universally connected. Y'all always talking about retrogrades and just like and auras and moons. And I'll be like, I don't know what the fuck retrograde it is. Is it Jupiter? I don't know. I gotta go look at TK and Chris's snap today so I can connect with the universe because I'm disconnected. But you both do such a, that's something else that is such an interesting dynamic to know that you both are so like spiritually in tune. So when we talk about the poly lifestyle, it seems so far fetched from that ideology. But
it actually encompasses it.
And that's what let's talk about it. Tell me how.
So when it comes to touch, most people think when you're touching someone that it's going to automatically lead to sex. But when you're touching someone, every time you touch someone, you're healing them. And they're healing you. Every time. And with the retrogrades that you mentioned, with the universe and everything, the universe brings is constantly moving and pushing people out of our lives for different reasons. Every time you lose something, it's not really a loss because you gain something even better. And so when you're doing the self-work and the universe is moving and the planets are retrograding, that's when you can get like the ultimate healing. And when you're dealing with many people, especially with me being solo poly and with them having multiple girlfriends, when you're dealing, so they're open, like they're like triads are open.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're dealing with so many people, think about how many people are getting that healing. And getting that loving energy and spiritual energy and being emotionally and mentally and spiritually healed.
And it just, it's 360 all around.
Correct.
It just comes right back around to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the universe is. It's the 360.
Because even though you're giving your love, love is never lost. Love is infinite. Love is abundant. So you can give as much love as possible, and that doesn't mean that the other person is getting less love.
I like it. So you don't feel like there's ever enough to give. Like, you don't feel like you're going to run out. It's just constant.
Correct.
It's an energy.
Your love will always come back to you.
Right. like that. I like that a lot. I think that with, and it kind of bothers me a little because I feel like the retrograde and all that is kind of like some right now, it's like the thing to do and a thing to be. You know what I mean? It's what's popping right now. Like, oh, if you can't talk about the retrograde, and it's kind of like you ain't popping. You not one with the universe. But I think it's one, like me being a poet, I feel like it's one of those things where people come to poetry night, but they don't even like poetry. It's just to say that they went to a poetry night. Like, right. You don't even know poetry, though. It's just like, a thing to do.
If you're
you
not
sound conscious.
It, then it's inauthentic.
Right. And it's just kind of like they just want to look and sound conscious, but they're not living that conscious lifestyle.
Narcissist. Oh, goodness.
So I'm glad that you mentioned that, Chris, because I feel like that's a beautiful point. And just kind of giving us the information on how the universe and people and how we're all connected and how it is just a constant process of, you know, like this 360 that just keeps coming back around. This love cycle just keeps coming back around. It's never lost. It just changes. It moves. And either you catch it or you don't.
Right.
Tell them what STACK stands for so they know how to spell it.
Oh, STACK stands for Stop Talking and Count Cash.
Stop talking and count cash. I salute you, my friends. You guys, thank you. Thank you so, so much for being a part of the Paradigm Shift Convo, where you have completely shifted the paradigm and you get the all shift salute. So thank you so, so much, you guys. I appreciate your time. We are with the Polyamory, STACK Entertainment, Chris Peaches. Y'all know what to do.
Back in the day, wooden soapboxes were used as platforms for orators to speak to the masses. And now, these speakers are known as slammers, spoken word artists, poets, exposing divisive culture and their souls 3 minutes at a time. And this segment is my modern day wooden platform. So listen carefully as a new artist takes the stage and I bring you today's 90-second soapbox.
My name is Chris, and I'm from Georgia. The title of this piece is called Free. What is free? Breathing, living, exhaling. Free is life. Free is love. Free is beauty. Beautifully free. Look at all this freedom watching me. From the skies above, all this love loving on me. Blessed it be, I say to my ancestors. They so goddamn proud of me. Look at me, all draped in melanin, glowing in melanin, shining melanin. This sun-kissed gold dip, honey sip melanin. Look at this. Butter, pecan, brown, peachy complexion, flexing, my protection. I am the protection. The crystals I wear, yeah, that's me. This energy, those vibes, that aura, that dopeness, yeah, that's me. Look at the free spirit soul, heart soul, gold. Call me Midas. I got a prosperous touch. I laugh so much, love so much. Smile with me. Watch the dimples, my cheeks, sway from side to side. Curved in thickness, richness, magnificence, black excellence. Yeah, that's me. Intimately, sexually, seductively, sensually me. I love my free, and my free loves me.
So this concludes another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo. We are here every single Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For everything Simply Tea and to get previews to upcoming shows, visit simplyteepoetry.com. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. This is your girl, Simply T, Double E Poetry. Y'all know what to do. Get at me.